Welcome back, Wisconsin, or welcome if you're just joining us. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My special guest for this Friday episode, for the entire first hour, is historian Heather Cox Richardson. She is the author of the Substack Letters from an American and a professor at Boston College. Welcome back to the show, Heather. We were just talking last segment about the historic endorsement of Vice President Harris from The Atlantic. And as you talked about that in your Substack yesterday, you went on to discuss the media's treatment, the mainstream, the old guard media's treatment of Vice President Harris, and the seeming lack of accountability from many mainstream media outlets as to Donald Trump's prolific lying and the dangerousness of his lies. I just want to read a bit from The Atlantic, and then I want to talk about one of the things that came out this week about the former MAGA president's behavior and decision-making that I think is really scary. Here's from The Atlantic in their endorsement of the vice president. Harris, they are endorsing her, The Atlantic said, because she, quote, respects the law and the Constitution. She believes in the freedom, equality, and dignity of all Americans. She is untainted by corruption, let alone a felony record or a history of sexual assault. She doesn't embarrass her compatriots with her language and behavior or pit them against one another. She doesn't curry favor with dictators. She won't abuse the power of the highest office in order to keep it. She believes in democracy. These and not any specific policy positions are the reasons The Atlantic is endorsing her. They referenced currying favor with dictators. And earlier this week, I had thought I had heard almost all of it from Donald Trump's obsequiousness to dictators around the world, but most especially Vladimir Putin, and how completely contrary to any traditional conservative viewpoint that would be. Ronald Reagan rolling over in his grave, I am certain. And yet we found out this week with the publication of Bob, or the upcoming publication of Bob Woodward's book, War, that Donald Trump sent COVID tests. And back then they weren't the little nose swab tests. These were much more involved tests when there were not enough COVID tests in the United States to give out to Americans. This, in my mind, when I read that headline, was absolutely stunning. This was Senator Chris Murphy, as you reported in your Substack, quote, what has this country come to if the revelation that Trump secretly sent COVID testing machines to Putin while thousands of Americans were dying, in part because of a shortage of testing machines here, doesn't disqualify him to be president? The revelation, in my opinion, is damning, and yet it seemed to get reported on and disappear into the media frenzy ephemera. You went to talk about this, as well as the revelation coming out of Sheldon Whitehouse's persistence in getting information about the Brett Kavanaugh lack of an investigation, frankly, the handcuffing of the FBI by the White House, at the White House's direction. There was never any fulsome investigation of the sexual assault allegations against Brett Kavanaugh. To me, these two items of news this week are absolutely incredible. And again, they seem to have fallen away. Tell folks some of your thinking about this, about what you think this points to in our moment coming up to the November 5th election.
Well, two things really come to mind. And the first is that I think one of the reasons that these things tend to appear and then fade very quickly is because there's so much. Like, you just, both of the things that you identified are things that would be the end of an administration in any normal era. And there are times when we get several of those a day. So it's a little hard to sit there and say, well, what is today's most important? Oh, I got to keep reminding people of this. I've got to keep reminding people of this. And Trump did a very good job of sort of poisoning the well for any discussion of his connection with Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia, by insisting that what everybody was talking about was a hoax. It was not. I mean, the Republican-dominated Senate Intelligence Committee said absolutely. Yes, Paul Manafort was working with a Russian operative. The Russians and the Kremlin worked to put the their finger on the scale for Trump over Hillary Clinton. I mean, this is not stuff that's coming from somebody wearing a tinfoil hat. This is the Senate, the Republican-dominated Senate Intelligence Committee, kind of the best of the best, right? So there is, first of all, that I think just too much coming at us all the time, and we can't stay on top of it. And it, not just that, I mean, one of the things you didn't mention was the Supreme Court's extraordinary decision in Donald J. Trump versus United States, in which they said that the president cannot be prosecuted for crimes committed as part of his official duties and should be given a presumption of innocence in other duties as well. That overturns all of American law. I mean, that's just, that is mind-boggling, and certainly overturns the very principles of the framers that there should be nobody above the law in the United States. That was how why we started a country, you know? So there is, I think, just that so much comes at us all the time. But there is something else, I think, related to that. And that is that one of the things that really helps when you have all this stuff coming at you all the time is to be able to step back and say, what are the patterns that I see here?
Yes.
And people like Anne Applebaum, who is a scholar of foreign affairs, but a very deep thinker, or all the way back to James Comey, gave a very important speech in when he was director of the FBI in 2014, I think it was, in which both of them have talked, in which he said, but Anne Applebaum has talked about it as well, that we are no longer looking at a world that is divided by religion, say, or by forms of government, but is rather setting up axes to have authoritarians on one side and democracies on the other. And Trump very clearly is trying to shift our weight from democracies into authoritarians.
And the prospect of the corruption here is intense. The through line of burying an investigation, of currying favor with dictators, and on top of that, a lack of any adherence to ethical norms is stunning and disqualifying. When we come back, we're going to dive into the history of tariffs and tax policy with my very special guest, Heather Cox Richardson, historian and professor at Boston College, here on The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. Your